It's Get Well Wednesday. Our expert this morning is Janae Johns. Good morning, Janae Johns.
Good morning, Tom.
She is focusing on eliminating health disparities in the minority community. November is Prematurity Awareness Month, which is worldwide in an annual effort to raise awareness about the preemies and the concerns of their families.
Janae, what is a preemie? What is considered a preemie?
Good morning, Sybil.
Good morning.
And Jay and Tom, thank you for having me this morning. A preemie baby is a baby born before 37 weeks of pregnancy, and believe it or not, there are infants born before 26 weeks of pregnancy. These infants are called micropreemies and weigh less than 1 pound, 12 ounces. They have a long stay in the neonatal intensive care unit or the NICU.
Mm.
A few factors.
Are you still reading? Okay. Go ahead.
A few factors that may cause preterm births include age, either young age or advanced or seasoned age, as we like to call it now, stress and chronic stress, drug and alcohol use, a previous history of premature deliveries, and for some women, the cause is unknown.
Okay, it says here almost half of the preemies are born to African Americans and Hispanic women, disproportionately. Why is that?
We are still trying to uncover the answer to that very important question, Tom. As you mentioned, these glaring racial and ethnic health disparities persist in our country for African American and Hispanic women, and these issues remain fairly unaddressed. Most recently, the March of Dimes released their 2016 premature birth report card, and the report card showed that the nation's preterm birth rate worsened for the first time in 8 years for all women in our country. Yet here again, the birth rate among African American women is 48% higher than the rate of any other woman, which is completely unacceptable. A lot of research is now starting to point to the implications of chronic stress and stress over time in a woman's body, which is affecting her and her womb. And there are other studies that are showing that, unfortunately, for African American women, increased income, increased education are not protective factors against prematurity. They're causing the prematurity. So we still have a very long way to go in our country for understanding why this phenomenon continues and exists in our community.
I know you know what you're talking about. I understand that you're the mother of a preemie. What was your situation?
I am the mother of a miracle baby and a very dynamic micro preemie. My situation was just that. I have advanced education, and I'd like to think a little bit of income, and those things, I believe, sent me to the hospital 14 weeks early to deliver my son. Unfortunately, this was our situation, and I didn't stay stagnant and stale in it. I became the very best mother to my son that I could be while I went to the hospital to be by his bedside every day. I read many books to him, many wonderful bedtime stories. Yet, unfortunately, all of these bedtime stories end with a parent tucking their child into bed at night, which was not our reality, nor is it the reality of any preemie parent for a very long time. And that, Tom, gave me the inspiration to birth my second child, which is my book, Once Upon a Preemie.
And how old is your child now?
He's 2.5, but I like to call him a three-major.
Right.
Learned that term. He's 3, but going on 13.
Good for you. Good for you. I know we have mothers who have other success stories like that, but it's a wonderful and touching story. Once Upon a Preemie. And Janae Johns, thank you for sharing with us.
And Janae Johns is going to be around for the next few minutes for an hour to answer any questions about preemies, premature babies. Thank you for participating in. And Dr. Day.
Thank you for having me, Tom and Sybil. Have a great day.
And congratulations on your latest baby, the book.
Thank you.
Your latest baby, the book.